Alright, everybody, that's Will Daly playing live in studio. He's here second time around. Say hello, Will.
Hello.
Last time, Will, you were here, we talked, and there wasn't a lot to go on, but now, since you last came in, so much has happened, like a storm of press and everything like that. It's crazy. I got you like the day before everything blew up, right?
I know. Was I on the record? Did I do the record label before?
Well, no. Before, this was the day, actually, you told me at the radio station after the show that it happened.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I'm reading all this stuff about you, and it's exciting. I mean, because
this just indicates how on top of things you are.
Yeah, I'm way ahead of
things. On the pulse.
I'm happy to say that you're back, and I'm excited. You know, you're CBS Records now.
Yeah, CBS Records.
It owns a lot of radio stations, and obviously the network, too.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, hear your music on all the TV shows and all of the radio stations now.
Yeah, they put that song Grand Opening on Jericho and a couple other TV shows I've done recently. In Hollywood Hills was on What About Brian.
And the goal is to get you on Oprah. That's
yes.
What we're going to do next.
I don't even know if Oprah's on CBS.
Oh, wait, no, is that ABC?
David Letterman, that's the
Letterman
goal.
Or Tyra? Tyra's on.
Is she?
CBS. So, Will, you're here to play some songs.
Yeah.
To support your show on Saturday the 24th. At Paradise, but not the lounge.
The Rock Club.
The Rock Club. This is huge.
And
this
I feel
is
like,
exciting.
And I feel like I'm lying right now because my band's a 6-piece band. We got the Hammond organ with us on Saturday. We're going to have the horns with us.
The Rivals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're playing the Rivals.
And are you bringing the horns, which is my favorite part. I remember when I saw you first time opening up for Julian Velard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, he's got a drummer, he's got a guitarist, he's got a bassist.
Mm-hmm.
This is great, you know. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, horns came out of
yeah.
the back or whatever, and it just absolutely blew me away. I said, I have to have this guy on the show, this is crazy. And that song was Undone.
Yep.
Still my favorite song.
Thanks.
Now, Will, are you working on new music? Or?
Yeah, I got some new music, but CBS is going to re-release Back Flipping Forward.
Okay.
So I'll be living with it. But, you know, only people who have the finger on the pulse like you have
right.
that album.
You got to push it more, you know?
Yeah.
You're on iTunes. Are you on iTunes?
Yep,
you're on
iTunes.
I got
iTunes. Both my albums on iTunes.
And then you're on, you got the MySpace thing now where you can buy the tracks on MySpace, which is probably great, right?
Yeah, you can buy my first album, Goodbye, I Blew It, on there.
Yeah. Do you have any new songs that you're working on that are coming out? Like any EPs that are going
to
support?
Do you want me to play a new song?
Would you?
I will play a new song. We'll
That'd
play this
great.
Saturday night, too, with the full band.
So you have a lot to look forward to then.
Yep.
Imagine this plus electric and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Tell me I'm the only one, torn and tired and broken up. Some by God, mama, some by the gun. Rush to kill another mother's son with modern law, with no modern love. So you know I've been looking for a piece of mind. Well, I've been searching every day all my life. And there's a party going on upstairs, and there's a war that is raging out there. But I know it's hard to find peace of mind. The ignorance in my hometown, where's a fashion or distraction till it wears it out? And it's few who have the hammers, mama, rest they got none. They just live in the sun and they die in the dust. With your modern law, with no modern thought. So you know I've been looking for a piece of mind. I've been searching every day all my life. And there's a party going on upstairs. There's a war that is raging out there. But I know it's hard find peace of mind. Yeah, it's hard to find peace of mind. Yeah, it's hard to find peace of mind.
Oh, that was great. That was ridiculously catchy, by the way.
Thank you.
How to make the catchy songs, don't you?
Well, for you, I do.
I love them. I'm a huge fan, and that's why you're back, and I'm excited. Now, Will, what are you, I wouldn't say influences, but what are you listening to now that that's kind of newer? And I'm trying to find new music, you know?
Okay, best new album?
Yeah.
Apostle of Hustle.
Where can we find
it? You ever hear the band Broken Social Scene?
Yes.
It's, I think the guitarist from that band, it's his offshoot band, it's his second album. I think the... sometimes they're written up as Apostles of Hustle.
Okay. But it's singular.
Apostle
it's singular.
Of Hustle.
Okay.
But if you search and do both, that is my favorite new album.
That's what you're addicted to now?
Yeah.
I am heavily into the new Aqualung. You ever heard?
Okay. Yeah, I liked that guy's first couple tunes that I heard.
And Silver Sun Pickups, which is great. I mean,
I used to see those guys in LA all the time, in like little clubs.
They've been around for a while,
been around for a long time.
And is it now, so you saw them. Is it a girl singer or is it a guy?
It's a guy.
Because it sounds... it sounds kind of like a girl, but there's a girl in the band.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing the video, because we get videos with some of the CDs here, and it's a guy singing. But it's Lazy Eye is the most catchiest song I've heard in a while, you know?
Yeah.
And they're great.
I don't even think it's their best song, too. I've seen them play about 3 times in, like, you know, 150 people.
Yeah.
Type clubs, and they got some killing songs.
Have you heard the new album, or...?
I haven't.
It's great.
I have heard it, actually. I just haven't heard it since it's been re-released.
First track is great, and so they're great. They're coming in soon.
They got that whole Smashing Pumpkins thing.
They do. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. They sound like exactly like them almost.
They're good friends with my friend Gunnar Fox, who did the artwork for my album.
Okay.
So when you're hanging out with the Silver Sun Pickups, you show them that
bring up Gunnar Fox.
Forward.
Gunner I will.
Fox. Isn't that a cool name for an artist? Gunner Fox.
That is a good one, actually. And so, yeah, because that actually kind of looks a little bit like what they got going on in their album, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Might have done the same thing. But it is a cool album, though, and that's also it's also on your website, willdaily.com, right?
Yep, D-A-I-L-E-Y.
Right. And myspace.com/willdaily, same spelling.
Yep.
And all kinds of info there. There's always posts that he adds up, and he always sends emails out if you join the fan listing and stuff like that. So it's well worth joining the website. And what else is going on for you? I mean, we talked earlier about you're on the globe.
We got back from South by Southwest last weekend.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. How fun was that?
That was a blast. It's like a circus, but it was
yeah.
a blast.
I've always wanted to go there. There's so many great bands that go down there, and there's a lot of big acts that go under hidden names and play down their surprise shows. Like,
yeah.
I remember Interpol last year went under Cuddleworthy down there and played in some small bars, and I just thought that was the coolest story, you know? And so do we have any other spots coming up besides Paradise, or?
We're going to be on Fox News New England in the morning on Friday morning, playing on TV.
Is that Fox 25 or in Boston?
Yeah, Fox 25, like the New England channel, not the Rupert Murdoch channel.
You know, because a lot of guys that come in play either Fox or NECN before they come on here in the morning, and I never thought to actually tune in and check out the show.
Yeah.
You'd think it would make sense. They have all these cool, like, indie acts and stuff on there. I had no idea how Fox was so hip that they're all a bunch of Republicans or whatever.
Well, I don't know. Like, it's, of course, it's the same company, but it's not the same people running Fox News New England as it is Fox News.
Yeah. They have a lot of comedians on there, too, in the morning, I guess.
Yep.
And so I have to tune in to that eventually. That's the only problem is waking up.
8:45 we're on. I know. I got to warm up my voice, so I got to get up at 4.
Oh, Jesus, really?
I can't. Yeah, you can't wake up and, you know, and sing, especially, you know.
Yeah. So we're on the big label now. Are we scheduling any world tours? Not world tours, but I guess nationwide tours?
That's what we're looking at for the summer. We're going to be doing a lot of regional stuff. And up until then... and it's kind of a wait and see thing right now. You know, stay tuned. Come down to the Paradise on Saturday.
Totally. It's going to be well worth it. And who's opening up for you?
Brian Bergeron and Kobe. Doors
just,
are at 8.
Just Kobe.
Kobe, yeah. Kobe's kind of like, you know, if you like Prince, you like Kobe.
Oh.
They kind of got that vibe going.
Wow.
Like kind of like a Ben Harper vibe.
Oh, okay, all right. And he's from, is he local or is he from?
He's local. Everyone's local.
Okay.
It's a family run show.
Now, so you stayed in Massachusetts. Are you looking to kind of branch out, go to different places and do residencies and stuff like that, or are you straight touring?
Straight touring. I've lived in Los Angeles for a long time and done that too. So, yeah. Done residencies in New York City and all that. So now it's just getting around playing shows. I think we're going to post a bunch of new shows after Saturday. And, yeah.
LA's tough, too, because there's so many independent acoustic people, and it's hard to kind of, what's the word? I guess kind of differentiate yourself from everybody else and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, LA, Boston, New York, Austin, Nashville, it's yeah. all the same, you know, saturated world.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to a bunch of people that come in, and they say, like, oh, you got to move out of LA because there's so many different people that are there that it's hard mm-hmm. to, you know, break away or whatever. And they come back to a place like this, and like for you, it worked brilliantly
yeah.
because now you got this great career ahead of you. It must be so exciting, right?
It is. It's a whole new world.
What else have we got going on for music here today? Are we gonna play some more songs?
Yeah, I'll play another song.
What are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play something off of Goodbye Red Bullet.
Okay.
Play a song called For Nothing.
Right.
Comes full circle.
See how it's like 6 degrees of Will Daly right here.
Such a clever way to say, well, goodbye, well, cause I've almost washed my hands of you. Well, and it almost fades away, and it almost fades away, and it almost fades away. And you're so in the wild. Run around for nothing, and you're so wild. You run around for nothing. The necklace you gave me, well, I wear like you. You want me to have that, yeah. And it almost fades away, and it almost fades away, and it almost fades away. And you're so in the wild, you run around for nothing. And you're so in the wild, run around for nothing. And to everything you take, you know I will take two. And just in case you need to know you won. Well, you whoa, 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 whoa. The shirt that you gave me with holes that kinda says it all. I have worn it, but hey, I'm not that foolish anymore. And the cross I'm taking hold of so quickly to replace all the ghosts and the hole and the chase. And it almost fades away. It almost fades away. It almost fades away. So the wild, you run around for nothing. And you're so the wild, you run around for nothing. And you're so the wild, you run around for nothing. Oh. So the wild, run around for nothing.
That was great. That was off the Goodbye Red Bullet album. You can get that at your shows too. You sell CDs at your shows?
Yeah, yeah. We'll have both CDs at the shows. We got some new shirts coming in for Saturday, just for Saturday.
By the guy, or is this separate?
No,
oh,
something
my
different.
God. Yeah. You got me all excited for
all the colors on that CD, man. You know how much that would be to print on a shirt? A CBS is gonna make that shirt, so
that's
I'll let
true.
Them deal with it.
Yeah, they got a couple of bucks, right?
Yeah, they got some bucks.
And now if you go to LaSalle College, there's posters posted all over the place. Mm-hmm. In case you're not sure past this, it's Saturday the 24th at Paradise. What time?
Paradise Rock Club. Doors are at 8. We go on at 11.
You go on at 11. You go on late. And then it's because there's two artists before them. Kobe, who sounds like Prince. And
it's 18 plus.
It's 18 plus. Good.
Let's see. What else can we talk about? At Ticketmaster.com if you want to get tickets ahead of time.
Okay, good. It's on Ticketmaster.
They're $12 if you get them before Saturday.
And what is it usually?
They're $14 on Saturday, the day of the show.
$2 right there.
Yeah, see.
It'd be crazy not to.
That's half a beer.
Right. We're going to do math for the rest of the show. So if you guys aren't interested, then just tune off. I would suggest just not tuning off. So you're working on new stuff. You're going to you're gonna show that off at the show. You're on Facebook, too. I was so surprised when I saw that. And so anyone who's in college, Facebook, I mean, you get like little blogs and stuff like that, photos, you know.
My sister goes to Simmons, so she made me do it.
Oh, she goes to Simmons, all-girls school. You're full of art, man. You got Gunner. Right.
Gunner Fox. Well, yeah, I mean, when you make a record, albums now, and people buy a lot of singles on iTunes, and they download songs, and that's all good and great. I love it.
No,
you know,
artwork.
I just want the people who, for $10, get a CD. That
yeah, welcome
I want
to
them
my
to see
work.
The love that we put into it.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
And everything, and the lyrics inside, and the artwork, and because really, you can pay $10 for it online, or you can pay $10, have the actual thing, and then put it in your computer, and...
And then sell it to friends for pure profit, and then not pay the artist for it.
Take a piece of my soul.
Now, Will, we have time for, was it one more song?
Okay.
Goodbye. So why don't we squeeze that in real quick?
One more song. What shall it be?
And again,
well, you also played the first five songs of the album, so that take. I'm not going to play one of those.
Well, only the first loop.
Okay.
Got in. So undone. First 3 minutes got in. And I want to say this is Will Daly in studio, and you can download this live. Studio performance anywhere, anytime at radio.lasalle.edu.
Your mother's washboard on the kitchen door. She took it down, laid you out, and raked you over it. All of her venom found its way through your walls. It's on your tongue, it's in your eyes, and it's exploding there. Darling, how come you're so good to me when I know it don't come easily? Darling, how come you're so good to me? The jack of hearts is all up in your hair. He's got a smile that goes a mile and yours in there. I gotta shoot just like a tattered flag, and I'm going down. I know you'll catch me when you've landed. Darling, how come you're so good to me when I know it don't come easily? Darling, how come you're so good to me? You caught me crawling across the finish line. The crowds are gone, the sun has carried off the victor. Stand composed just like a rusted sign, with bullet holes and faded words and slightly leaning. But darling, how come you're so good to me when I know it don't come easily? Darling, how come you're so good to me? Darling, how come you're so good to me? Darling, how come you're so good to me?
No, that was a remix almost of the...
Yeah, that was
great.
That was my remix.
That was a fast version. And now, Will, before we go, I want to say thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure coming in. And you know what? I would consider us best friends now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So I will take that money, actually, because I need a loan.
No, just kidding. We're best friends now, and I would hope you would come back soon. And keep in touch, please, because we do like you here.
Thanks.
That was so radio.
I'll be back again and again.
Will Daly in studio. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Oh, And every night when I turn out the lights, I hear a go boom, 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 boom.